a bunch of colored in there, but it's not.
How far are you from Garfield Boulevard?
Well, Garfield Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the yards, and we run them differently.
I guess they just tore the stockyard in down, which was the.
Yeah, they did that this summer.
Mm-hmm. I remember going to Morris's men's shop, but mm-hmm. but for about the last time. I
mean, it was a center of attraction for a long while. Labor put the stockyards out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right. That area right around the stockyards is still interesting. I take it you used to go to Chicago fairly often.
Well, we would go a number of times a year with livestock.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a lot of trips up there at the ball games until wasn't safe to leave a car set on the street, so.
Mm-hmm. You mean the White Sox or the football or?
I was going to football.
Uh-huh.
Even before the Cardinals left town.
And where the Cardinals played?
They played Comiskey Park.
Oh, they did play Comiskey Park.
Yeah.
That's right. Cause the Bears have been soldiers.
And they opened the game, first game in the season,
mm-hmm.
was a night game, and a group of us would always go up because
mm-hmm.
wasn't any conflict with anything. Mm-hmm. It was always a Monday night game.
Huh. It was a Monday night game. You say you're going to watch the game this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I take it between
Notre Dame and Purdue I will listen to,
uh-huh.
and Ohio State and Nebraska. Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I'd had the Notre Dame game on TV last week. It was apparently something they got upset. But who do you think's going to win today?
I'm hoping Purdue wins today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I think you're not a Notre Dame. People feel one way or the other about Notre Dame.
Well, see, I went to Purdue.
Oh, I see. All right. That's what, the old Oaken Bucket game, is that the one?
No.
Is it?
That's Purdue and Indiana.
Oh, that's right.
That's Purdue and Indiana.
That's the other big right there. Who do you think is going to win the Oklahoma-Ohio State game?
I think Woody will probably have the boys ready to go. I think he'll have them ready to go. But that Oklahoma is a very strong team.
Yeah, it depends on almost how many times Oklahoma fumbles.
Yeah, they've got a touch of that, but they can soon overcome it, what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it's fright and part of it's procedure.
Mm-hmm. The, you mean with Oklahoma?
The fumble, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're just the way their offense is, they throw the ball around all the time. You're going to drop it.
I always played Purdue one time and they ran off and left them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a colored boy
mm-hmm.
that carried the ball, and he was a deceptive runner. He carried the ball in his hand like this out in front of him.
Yeah.
And Purdue was trying to tackle the ball.
Uh-huh.
And it just looked like a bullet a going
uh-huh.
with him a falling it, and he was a whipping. See, the ball was going straight,
uh-huh.
but he was on this side of it, and then he was on this side.
Uh-huh.
And as fellas would reach for it, well, the ball was always over here.
They played for Iowa, you say? Played for
Yeah, they had a colored player.
How long ago was that? That
went back in the 30s.
Oh, okay.
That's when they built a couple of boys down there. Purdue is the touchdown twins.
Uh-huh.
Purvis and Carter.
Uh-huh. I don't remember. That was, but mid-30s, late-30s?
Early-30s.
Early-30s.
Okay. 33 and up to 35.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see how it goes.